Mr. Kram Islam Qureshi is a pilot by profession and a member of Delhi chapter of CPS International. He has a Bachelor of Science degree. He is married and has a 14-year-old son named Tanzil Islam. Mr. Kram actively contributes as a CPS volunteer. This interview delves into his journey, experiences, and insights. Tell us something about your formative years. Some of my earliest childhood memories are from when I was 4 to 5 years old. My mother used to read Islamic stories from a magazine called Taha, which helped me develop an understanding of the basic tenets of Islam and God. We lived in a joint family, where all the elders were practicing Muslims. One of my fondest memories is of my mother dressing me up for Friday prayers, after which we would go to the mosque with my grandfather, holding his hand. Kids would be sent to the roof where there was little shade. Sometimes I would end up standing barefoot on the burning hot floor, without a mat in Delhi's heat in summers for my prayers. I would keep standing thinking that God would be pleased with me. These experiences had a profound effect on me. During my prayers, I would kiss the ground, imagining that I was kissing God, as my mother had taught me that God is closest to us when we are inside a prostration. At night, I would hold onto my mother's feet while sleeping, believing what she had told us, that Jannah, paradise, lies at a mother's feet. What memories of your parents do you cherish? Both my parents have had a great influence on me. My late father was a well-known advocate, respected in both his professional and personal life. Despite his fame, he lived a very humble life. He would wash and iron his own clothes, and if they got torn, he would stitch them and put patches if they were too worn out. He took up legal cases for the poor without charging them, even when we were going through tough financial times. He was a man of strong faith and trust in God. I never saw him worried, stressed, or angry, even when he was diagnosed with cancer or when we faced financial difficulties. He was always in a good mood, and spent most of his nights in prayers. I was very close to him, and he treated me like a friend. I cherished his company deeply. Like my father, my mother is also a retired advocate, equally humble and caring. She has been a pillar of strength in my life. Despite facing many hardships in life, I have never seen my mother complain and has always maintained positivity and peace. She is a very spiritual person, ready to always help others. She instilled compassion and duty to do service for others in us. Kindly inform us about your early education and work experience. In primary school, I was probably the least serious, most inattentive, and absent-minded student in my class. I was extremely naughty and frequently admonished by my teachers. My mother played a crucial role in my education. I was deeply involved in sports and extracurricular activities, with academics never being my strong suit. My mother gave me a free hand in pursuing my interests. I had many hobbies like stamp and currency collecting, sketching, painting, crafts, and woodworking, among others. I played almost every sport and excelled in many. I had a knack for creatively repurposing things at home and could even do basic repairs on appliances. Though I was a jack of all trades but master of none, it helped me broaden my creative horizons and fostered out-of-the-box thinking. As a child, my interest in airplanes and aviation began when my mother gifted me a book on airplanes. I started making cardboard airplanes and was enrolled in an air modeling club by my aunt when I was 10 years old. That's when I decided I wanted to become a pilot. Please tell us about your journey of becoming a pilot. It was a financially challenging time for my family, and pursuing my dream of becoming a pilot was seen as a risky gamble. Despite discouragement from many, my mother supported me unwaveringly. I relied on my faith in God. I was in a big dilemma. One night, I earnestly prayed to God to guide me, and on the same night I had a dream that I was sitting in an airplane's cockpit, which strengthened my resolve. Thereafter, there was no turning back. It took me 10 years to complete my flight training, which normally takes 2 years. However, everything fell into place seamlessly after finishing my training, and I secured a job immediately. Looking back, I realized the struggle taught me invaluable life lessons and shaped my personality in ways I wouldn't have experienced otherwise. The most remarkable moment came when I entered the cockpit of the aircraft for which I was selected for. It was the exact same cockpit from my dream 10 years earlier, despite never having been in an airplane before. That dream remains vivid in my memory. How were you introduced to Maulana Wahiduddin Khan? My introduction to Maulana Wahiduddin Khan came through my mother. She used to read Maulana's articles from Al Jamiat Weekly in Urdu to her grandfather, and she herself used to read Maulana's books. I read Maulana's book, Islam Rediscovered, and was deeply impressed by its non-traditional and modern approach. When I was 11 years old, my family moved to Nizamuddin, just a few houses away from Maulana's residence. Despite living so close, I didn't meet him until I turned 30. However, I always felt that he would be the person to turn to in times of dilemma or need. When a critical crossroad arrived in my life, my belief held true. I finally met Maulana, who was incredibly humble and approachable. I found guidance, He invited me to attend his Sunday classes, and I have been a regular attendee ever since. How has Maulana influenced your way of thinking? When I first met Maulana, I was as confused as anyone unfamiliar with his teachings. I used to believe that serving community interests through a blend of ritualistic prayers constituted Islam. However, Maulana redirected my focus from community-oriented thinking to a God-centered perspective, emphasizing spiritual realization, self-purification, and serving the cause of humanity. I came to understand God's plan of creation and that the purpose of life is to cultivate positive personality, suitable to inhabit paradise, rather than striving for an Islamic state. Maulana taught me to prioritize obedience to the law of the land and its rulers, and stressed the importance of conveying this message positively, following the prophetic model. To illustrate these teachings, Maulana often recounted events from the Prophet's life, specially of the city of Taif, to illustrate these principles. It would be an understatement to say that Maulana emphasized the importance of peace. He believed peace was essential for opening doors to opportunities. He often cited the Treaty of Hudaybiyah as an example, where the Prophet accepted unilateral and unreasonable demands to secure peace. What inspired you to fully devote to the CPS International? Maulana taught us that introducing the peaceful message of the Quran is our greatest responsibility, and the most important sunnah, practice, of the Prophet. He emphasized introducing God's creation plan. The launch of the English translation of the Quran, with Maulana urging us to spread its message, completely transformed my life. It was what I had been searching for and filled me with immense zeal. What appealed to me most was Maulana's approach. No set programs or rigid instructions. Instead, he encouraged us to be our own program makers and work with an I will do it spirit. Now armed with a goal I had been seeking, I could use my creativity, time, resources, and professional skills to serve this cause. It gave me a new direction, a profound sense of purpose in my life, and, most importantly, hope that by serving God, He will support me in this world and the hereafter. What is Maulana's central teaching for God realization? Once, I asked Maulana for a master formula for what to do when I hit rock bottom in my life and feel absolutely hopeless. He advised me to never forget God. On another occasion, I was feeling negative about a certain situation and consulted Maulana about it. He asked me if I considered him trustworthy enough to entrust anything to him. I replied affirmatively. He then said, "Imagine how much more trustworthy God is, so put your trust in God." What are the tasks of the CPS International you are shouldering post Maulana's demise? Currently, I am engaged in Hindi translation work to reach out to Hindi-speaking audiences, as Hindi is widely spoken in India and ranks as the fourth most spoken language globally. In addition to translating books, we are also translating the Urdu magazine, Al Risala, into Hindi, and collaborating by providing articles for Hindi spiritual website, Soul Veda, of the Times of India. Furthermore, I am part of a team digitizing the magazine and Maulana's books. Additionally, I am involved in website development, currently focusing on the Spirit of Islam website. Maulana's lectures, originally in Urdu, have been delivered in audio and video formats. Another team I closely work with is captioning these videos in English to ensure the message reaches an international audience. What is the role of other CPS members in your life? While I have learned immensely from every CPS member, one person who stands out as a significant source of strength and inspiration is Dr. Riyat Malhotra. It's difficult to fully express in words, but his impact on me has been profound. Riyat Bhai's exemplary sacrifice, dedication, and focus have been instrumental in establishing the CPS mission alongside Maulana. His steadfast commitment serves as a profound inspiration not only to me, but to the entire CPS community. Without his presence in the mission, staying committed would have been exceedingly challenging for me. He has been an anchor for the entire CPS team, keeping us united, a role that has become even more crucial following Maulana's passing, which he has fulfilled with unwavering sincerity. He has been my go-to person for advice and consultation on new projects, issues, and challenges within the CPS mission, as well as in my personal and professional life. His demeanor has a calming effect on me, and his clear thinking and wisdom consistently guide me and the CPS in the right direction. How do you interact with others for spreading the message of peace? Maulana emphasized greatly on introducing the peaceful message of the Quran. For the purpose of promoting peace among the Muslim societies, I engage in introducing Goodwards publication of the Quran, available in over 40 languages, covering major international languages. I connect with local Islamic organizations, mosques, and potential volunteers to spread awareness and encourage participation. Maulana used to emphasize the importance of teamwork, saying that only through collective effort can we achieve our goals. The English translation, overseen by Dr. Farida Khanum under Maulana Wahiduddin Khan's guidance, is globally praised for its clear, contemporary language, compact size, and elegant presentation, which has garnered widespread acceptance and serves as a significant motivator.